Aircheckdownloads.com.
Correct, yes, and contestant number two on the number one chart quiz now. Welcome, Chris Kirkwood, the sex symbol of Horton on the Hill in Leicester. Hello, Chris.
Good evening, Bruno.
How are you doing, my friend?
I'm all right, thank you. It's Houghton, not Horton.
Is it?
Yes, it's Houghton on the Hill.
Just testing. Had a good Easter?
Yeah, not bad.
Many eggs?
About four, I think. I've eaten them all.
You greedy thing, you. Never sent me a little one, did you?
No, sorry about that. I'll make sure I send you one next year.
All right, I'll keep you to that. I'll put it in my diary. Anyway, listen, the number one chart quiz. Let me see. Alison got the number one single and the number one LP just a little earlier on. In fact, she took the CD from Madonna. Do you like Madonna?
I like her single, but I don't like her music generally.
You don't?
No.
What do you like in the album chart at the moment?
I'm going for number two.
Are you? Which is Gloria Estefan. Last week's number one, I believe. Yeah, all right, well, we'll try and get you Gloria Estefan then. Now, the first thing to do is to get to number 40 in the chart to get you off to a start. You ready?
Yep.
A very difficult question to get you going. What type of fruit is a Granny Smith?
An apple.
Yes, it is, believe it or not. Well done. So you're at number 40, and here now come a further six questions. Who wrote Peter Rabbit and Jemima Puddle Duck?
A.A. Milne.
Wrong. Keep going.
Beatrix Potter.
Is right on six bleeps there. That now means you move up to...
Number 36.
Number 36. So, you ready for the next question?
Yep.
All right. What is the Spanish unit of currency?
Peseta.
Right, just on two bleeps there. Eight moves up the chart. The new position is...
Number 28.
Good on you. Now, which sport do you associate Jimmy White and Steve Davis?
Snooker.
Right, on one bleep, nine moves, and now you stand at...
Number 19.
It's intense, isn't it, mate?
Yeah.
The bleeps are going to get quicker now, so not so much time to answer the questions. Here is that next question. Who was exiled to St. Helena in 1815?
No, I haven't got the foggiest.
Haven't you?
No.
That's a shame, because you've run out of time anyway. Napoleon Bonaparte was the answer we were looking for there. Okay?
Yep.
All right, you've got two more questions to go. Here is the next. What does an entomologist study?
Birds, flies, bees.
Keep going. Go. It's got to be more general than that. Creepy...
Animals. Creepy crawlies.
Yeah, insects. That'll do. That was... I'll take it on eight bleeps, all right, which is two moves up the chart. And your new position is...
Number 17.
And you want to get to number two, don't you?
Well, I'm not going to make that.
You're definitely not, no. We'll have to see where we get with the final question, where the bleeps are extremely quick now, so I hope your general knowledge is good for the next one. You ready? To what film was The Empire Strikes Back a sequel?
Oh.
Is right on one bleep, nine moves. So where are we now, then?
Number eight.
Number eight on the chart. That's where you get to, Chris.
Yeah.
Yeah, not bad, eh?
Well, I can't remember what number eight was.
Do you want me to tell you?
Yep, please.
Well, on the singles chart, number eight is I'd Rather Jack than Fleetwood Mac, the Reynolds Girls.
Oh, great.
Number eight on the album chart is Sam Brown with Stop. Do you want the LP or the CD?
The LP, please.
The LP, it will be. You've been a good sport, Chris, and you sound good. And many thanks indeed for playing the game.
Thanks very much.
Thank you, Chris.
Bye.
Bye. Across the UK. For you and me, Britain's favourite Radio 1. So Madonna's still number one with Like a Prayer in the singles chart and also on the LP chart, of course. Place in the top five stays the same as for next week's chart. Not sure. I think the Bangles could go all the way with Eternal Flame. Pat and Mick are looking good as well. They could go top three. I also feel that Holly Johnson has got a great single there. Americano is coming in as a new entry at number 28. That might also be top 10. You never know. Next Sunday, usual time. Sundays at 5 in the top 40 in stereo. Here we are on a Tuesday, just after 7 o'clock, and Duran Duran are next. Shake up the picture. There's a mixture with your dance. Have I fallen for this? How many times? Brother Beyond and How Many Times. And you'll be hearing a couple more tracks from that session tomorrow and on Thursday. It's one of my favourite records at the moment, and unfortunately it hasn't made the chart. It's a little bit disappointing, especially when you've been going on about it for a good couple of weeks to say that it is going to make the chart. Good guess, but not such a good guess, if you know what I mean. Paul Carrack and Don't Shed a Tear. It's 20 past seven. Paul Carrack, Don't Shed a Tear. Two to go, Roachwood's first and Family Man, and then we'll play you The Hollies and He Ain't Heavy, He Is My Brother. Family Man, Roachford.
Radio 1, commercial free.
Twice the number one for the Hollies. He Ain't Heavy, He's My Brother. That's it. Thank you very much for listening. We're back as ever tomorrow, 5:45. Whatever you're doing tonight, have a nice night.
Radio 1 News. Aircheckdownloads.com.